Episode 8.
Let's walk in the other's shoes.
The Jewish Marriage Initiative presents Marriage Messages with Rabbi Mordechai Balik.
One of the most important and yet challenging things that we can do in life, and especially in our relationship, in our marriage, is to put ourselves in the other person's shoes, to really try to empathize, to really try to think about what my husband's day was like. So for example, gentlemen, on the way home from work, think for a minute. What was my wife's day like? How did her job go today? How was it with the kids and the carpools and the doctor's appointments? Ladies, think before your husband gets home. I wonder what his day was like. How was his commute? How was that conversation with his mother that he was thinking about? Try to think through how your spouse experienced their day, because if you do and if you can, that will just totally change how all of your interactions that day go. Rav Chaim Friedlander points out that when the Torah tells us in the book of Shmos, in the book of Exodus, about lending money to someone else, it tells us that we can't lend with interest. But it also adds a very interesting phrase. That phrase is, Es ha'ani imach, the poor person with you. And Rashi right away picks up on the extra language. Why is that phrase there? What do we need that phrase for? So Rashi quotes the Medrash and says that you have to feel like you're the ani. You have to feel like you're the impoverished person. Before you give that person whatever gift you're going to give them, empathize, walk in their shoes, try your best to see the world through their glasses. That changes the whole experience of sharing with somebody else. Rabbi Friedlander points out that if this is true about a rich person and a poor person, someone who has means and someone right now who does not have means, but they're basically coming from the same place, they both basically see the world the same way, how much more so when we're talking about a man and a woman who are two totally different creations, who see the world very, very differently. We have to work hard to see the world through the glasses of the other. And that will change everything. That will just elevate our entire relationship to a different place. And while this is difficult to do maybe on a daily basis, we should challenge ourselves to do this whenever we can. The benefits are tremendous. Thank you so much for listening.
JMI offers regular free content and affordable e-courses. For more information, please visit us at ourjmi.org. The music is by Sruli Twersky. Thank you for joining us from the Jewish Marriage Initiative.